Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller with Lather, Rinse, Repeat, here to drop our new episode, Brunch Too Much. All right, guys, here's how it goes. So we're at the salon one day, girl calls in. She wants to make an appointment for cut and color. She says, hey, I'm going to do something new. So could I send you some pics of what I'm going to do so the stylist knows? So we're like, yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, at that time, our computer didn't take that kind of stuff. So I nicely gave her my cell phone number. I said, just shoot them over and I'll share what we talked about with the stylist. She's like, all right, cool. So fast forward, whatever the time is, and she arrives for her reservation. A super nice girl, super pretty, super giggly. She meets the stylist. She's like, hey guys, just wanted you to know, I'm sorry I'm a little giggly, but I just came from a girl's brunch. And we're like, hey, no sweat, girl. We've all been there. We all know how brunch is. So anyways, they talk about her color. She gets her color put on. She's sitting in there processing. And I am across from her and I notice her go in her purse and she pulls out like a little Tropicana, like orange juice container. And she cracks it open. And when she cracks it open, it makes a sound like, psst, you know, like a fizz, which seemed a little odd at first because I thought, well, orange juice doesn't usually like fizz, but hey, whatever. So we keep working. She's super sweet. She's super chatty. Another guest arrives next to her. They start chit-chatting. And the other guest pulls a bottle of wine and a glass out of her purse. Little backstory to that. We used to serve wine at the salon, but some people get a little rowdy even after glass one. So we decided to ex-nay that and not be held responsible. So this guest didn't like that we did that. So she took it upon herself to bring her own, which, side note, we dealt with later. Anyways, so now she's chit-chatting with the girl with the OJ and she offers her a glass of her wine and she pulls out glass number two out of her purse. So now they're sitting there, they're talking. OJ girl's getting a little bit louder, a little bit chattier, and now she spills her entire glass of red wine all over the floor. And so now I have to stop with what I'm doing and I have to get down on all fours and I have to clean up red wine all over the floor because that's what I want to do when I'm working. She's apologetic. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no worries. Take your cape off. I'm cleaning the table. I'm cleaning the chair. I'm cleaning whatever. No worries. All right. So now they're just hanging. We're still working. Salon is buzzing. I mean, all 10 chairs are full. It's a very hectic day. And I see homegirl going back in her purse. And what pops out? Huh. OJ bottle number two. And guess what? When she opens it, it fizzes again. Red flag alert. Something isn't right. So anyway, she drinks the bottle, whatever. And now I want to also give you a time frame. This is literally happening in a 45 minute to a 1 hour period. Okay. So this is a quick amount of time that we have gotten in half a glass of red wine, two bottles of OJ while we're processing. So the stylist comes to get her and says, all right, we're going to get up. We're going to grab your stuff and we're going to go to the wash house and get this color off. Now, as she gets up and starts to grab her things, she is stumbling. She is sloppy and she slams herself into the wall. Yes, my friends, walked right into the wall. And I don't mean like, oops, I can't believe I did that. I wasn't paying attention. It was more like, oops, I'm loaded. And I just slammed into the wall. So now the stylist gets her back into the sink and she's trying to wash her hair. But this girl is getting louder. She's getting a little agitated. And happy girl has gone to not so happy awful fast. So now the stylist is trying to wash her hair, but this girl decides, I'm going to reach back and I'm going to try to wash my own hair. And so she thinks she's helping her and she's like, it's okay. You could just put your hands down. No worries. I got it. And she's like, oh, okay. And now she just starts sitting up and water's going all over the floor and soap is going all over her. And the stylist is asking her, oh, please just lay back. Let me do it. And she puts her hands in her hair again. And I could see the poor stylist and she's just looking like, somebody help me. Please, this girl, please. So finally, she gets the girl to sit down long enough that she can quickly wash and rinse the hair out. So now she says, all right, we're going to move over to my styling chair and we're going to get moving on your haircut. And so they start talking about the haircut and what the girl wants. And she's now jumping off the chair. She's leaning forward in the chair. She's hands in the hair. It's getting louder. It's getting... a whole different tone is starting to take place. So now the stylist goes to start combing through and sectioning the hair as they're talking about the haircut. And all of a sudden she pops up and says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want the haircut. Let's just blow it dry. And the stylist is looking at her and she's like, are you sure? Because I have the time and you booked it. I mean, I'm happy to do whatever it is you need me to do. It's your choice. And she's like, I said, I don't want the haircut. And now you can hear her starting to get a little more aggravated in her tone. And I'm thinking to myself, this just isn't going to go well. And so now she sits down and the stylist is kind of eyeballing me and we make eye contact just so that she knows I'm aware of what's going on and I'm paying attention. But also, guys, guess what? We're busy. So a lot is going on. And also... people are starting to notice that happy girl has gone to agitated girl. So anyways, the stylist says, okay, no problem. So she starts sectioning her hair. She starts getting her ready for the blow dry. She's probably about 2 sections into the blow dry. And this batshit crazy girl jumps out of the chair, starts flipping her hair, her head and her hair upside down. You would have thought she was in a 1980s hair band video. I mean, it is Tawny Katane on a car. She is upside down, flicking it around. Now she flips it back. She's tossing it with her hands. She's shaking it. She rips the cape off and she's like, okay, we're done. And I swear to you, I think every guest and every stylist now has eyes on her. And the poor stylist working on her is just pale white. Like, what in the actual fuck is happening right now? And so she's like, this is great. I'm happy. All right, I got to get out of here. And so the stylist says to her, okay, no problem. We'll go out. We'll go up and check you out. She's like, hey, is there someone I could call for you to like give you a ride? Do you want us to call you an Uber? And she's like, why would I do that? I don't need anyone to give me a ride. I'm fine. She's like, oh, I just noticed, you know, you went to brunch and, you know, you had a glass of wine while you were here. And, you know, we just want to make sure you get home safe. It's our pleasure to do it. And she's like, I said, I don't need a ride. I'm fine. I live 1 minute down the road. And of course, we don't want to mention, hey, girl, we know you've been drinking some kind of alcohol in those OJ bottles, but okay. So now we get to the front desk and the stylist is checking her out and she can barely get her credit card out of the wallet. It's fumbling. Finally, she gets it out. She drops it on the floor. She's trying to pick it up. Still, we're in a hairband video. We're flicking our hair side to side on our shoulders. We're flicking it around. We're flicking it to the side. And... again, the stylist says, all right, no problem. I'll take that for you. She's like, again, do you want me to like call? You have a husband or a boyfriend, or we're happy to pay for an Uber, whatever is easy for you. She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm just ready to get out of here. I only live a minute down the road. And so we check her out. She leaves. And I think the entire salon just took a moment to take a breath. And it was quite the conversation. I mean, guests were worried about her getting home. People couldn't believe what was happening. The lady with the wine is apologizing. She's like, oh my God, if I had known, I wouldn't have given her any wine. And we're like, it's okay. You know, maybe next time you don't bring any wine because we never know what other people are doing, you know, whatever. We're just trying to make it through the day. So fast forward about 15 minutes and the phone rings and I answer it and it is Orange Juice Girl. And Orange Juice Girl is irate and she wants to know who the hell we are and why the F we charged her credit card. And I am pausing for a minute and I then say, I'm sorry, you are so-and-so, correct? She says, yes. I said, well, hun, you just left here. You just got a color. You were supposed to get a haircut, but you opted to get a blow dry, then decided to leave wet. I said, so that charge is for the services you just got done. Who the fuck do you think you are? I was never there. I'm not paying for this shit. And just going off the charts. And I thought, this conversation's going nowhere. So I said, listen, hun, I think you're a little drunk. Maybe you should sleep it off and give us a shout back when you wake up. And then we can have this conversation again. Who the F do you think you are? I'm not drunk. Who, you stole my credit card, blah, blah, blah. So I just hung the phone up because I thought to myself, this isn't going well and it's going to go bad. It's going south. So about 5 seconds later, the phone rings again and it's her. And I pick up the phone. Big mistake. I mean, this girl told me things that I have to tell you guys. I have a foul mouth. I am a sailor. And I won't repeat them to you because the truth, I was appalled by them. And that's saying a lot because I'm usually not offended by anything. So I just hang up the phone. Now she decides to power call us every minute on the minute for 20 minutes. It was endless. So I just blocked the number. And still, let me just put into perspective, there are 10 chairs full. Each stylist is working 2 to 3 guests. And I have to stop and I have to also deal with this while I'm running a business and I'm also doing my own guests. So the salon is still a buzz. Nobody can believe it. They're like, Jennifer, it's never ending in here. And that's when they all suggested I start taking notes and write a book, hence the podcast. So about, 10, 20 minutes goes by and my cell phone rings and I look down and out loud, I say, oh, fuck. Well, she remembered that she had my cell phone number. And can someone remind me why drunk people remember shit like that? Like, you didn't remember in 15 minutes that you got your hair done, but you remembered during rage call hour that you had my cell phone number. So I decide I am going to answer it. And I mean, immediately the cursing, the F's, the shit, the bitch, I mean, it's endless. I said, listen, sweetheart, I said, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I said, you need to sleep it off, call us later or call me tomorrow. I said, but do not call me again. So I hang up the phone. So I decided, man, this girl is off the charts. I'm just going to silence my phone and go about my day and cross fingers that God forbid she doesn't show up here because that would be the topper of the nightmare day. Well, when I tell you, I looked at my phone about 15 minutes later and she must have called almost 30 times. I mean, it was unbelievable. So I see that I have a voicemail. So I decide, that's for fun. Just open the voicemail. We're already in a shit show. It's already a Jerry Springer show. Let's just top it off. So I listen to the voicemail and now she is describing on the voicemail how she's going to kick my ass. How I was a disgusting human being, and to be prepared because she was coming for me and I should be worried, bitch. And a lot of cursing and profanities. And do you want to know, my friends, how many voicemails? At least 10. And they pretty much all mirrored themselves. So finally, after about an hour, we realize it stops. The only bonus to these calls is we realized at least she made it home safe. And yes, after you are a lunatic, because we're good people, we still cared that you got home safe. So we just assumed that she probably just passed out. So wrapping up the story, my friends, we are many, many years later. And I just want you to know, we have never heard from her. We have never seen her. She has never disputed any of the charges on her credit card. I am pretty sure she woke up, looked at her phone, and thought, oh my God, what the fuck did I do after brunch yesterday? And if I were her, I probably wouldn't have shown up or called either, because it's called embarrassment. So, my friends, when you think your hairdresser is only there to do your hair, just remember, her day could be full of all kinds of shit. Thanks so much for listening to Brunch Too Much. See you guys next week with Lather, Rinse, Repeat.